the book of Romans, part 42. I'm Professor Hannes Reverus of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. It's a bit cold in the studio, but unto Yahushua all the glory, the honor, the praise. Should you require any of the books which I've written, I'm thinking about the two keys to the book of Revelation, which is a four book, nearly 800 pages thick. You can contact me at my WhatsApp number, +27 international code 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. As you can see on the top here. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you're so very, very welcome. Hallelujah. Please go to part one. Start from the beginning because you already missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of the studies that we currently are busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family. Make sure at least have a 1611 King James Bible. Ready, a notepad and a pen, hallelujah. It's very important to know that we do not associate ourselves with the following people. I also, every morning, I address this matter. And you won't believe it, there are still people saying that we are part of the YAH movement or we are part of the Jehovah Witnesses. I think you have a problem with your ears. We are not in capital letters. Associate yourself with the following people, any Messianic people, any Israel Vision groups, the Hebrew Roots movement, the Sacred Name movement, the YAH movement, Jehovah Witnesses, Seventh-day Adventists, Protestant churches, Catholic churches. We are not a new Hebrew movement. That's the newest thing now. Because we function in the Revelation names, now we are a new Hebrew movement. No, we're not. I can't even speak Hebrew. I know a couple of words, and I can help myself with the alphabet, but we are not Hebrew. Ek is Afrikaans, as you Afrikaans verstaan, weet jy waarvan ek nou gepraat het. And to you who didn't know what I was saying, I was speaking in the heavenly tongue, meaning that I'm Afrikaans and we function in our native language. So we are not part of any church, denomination, organization. In the world, we are an end-time Bible study group. We function in the Revelation Word. And that's why I also do the other studies on a weekly basis. We're mainly using the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the restoration, the one that was translated in 1860 by Dr. Joseph Brion Rottenham, where he used the 1611 King James Bible and he translated and removed the name Jesus, God, Lord, Yahweh, Jehovah, and all the Babylonian names that was added to the 1611 King James Bible. Never even mind the New King James and the Living Word, and you can't believe it. The name Jesus was originally Yahushua, according to the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible. The name Jesus was originally Yahushua. The name God was originally Elohim or Hashem. The name Lord was originally Yahweh, and the name of the Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. What a moment. We can't wait to get going. The word is such a blessing unto us who are part of the bride. We are to continue where we left off yesterday morning, the book of Romans chapter 3. Again, important to look at the figurative speech. Now, yesterday we were looking at some of the people that were making themselves to be Jews. Jews, the word Bible says, and they were not Jews. They were not Jews. The word says they had no advantage. Even the Jews had no advantage. Why? Because they were living in sin. Now the word says here, in the book of Romans chapter 3 verse 4, Yahweh, which is God, forbid Yah. Let Yahweh, that's God, be true, but every man a liar. What? Don't make Yahweh, Almighty, that's God, to be a liar. Because the Bible says in Titus and Hebrews that he's not a man that he can or should lie. Should he say something and not make it true? That's one thing that Yahweh or to other people, God can't do. He can't lie. He cannot lie. Yahweh, God forbid, Yah. Let Yahweh, God, be true, but every man a liar. As it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings, and mightest overcome when thou art judged. Now this judge in the New Testament is the Ruach HaKodesh, functioning within our soul's dimensions. From my thumb, here on the side of my head, to the crown of my head, that's where it's my soul's dimension. And this is where the Ruach HaKodesh is functioning, not in my heart. Although the translation says, my daughter, my son, give me your heart. No, it's not your heart, it's your... If you have this part, you are in control of the whole body. So where does judgment occur? As part of the bride of Yahushua, as the Yahfist, which means followers of Yahushua, we are judged daily. And that's why we do not appear before a throne of judgment, a white throne, Revelation 20:11. The Ruach is in us. The Bible says that Yahweh and Yahushua doesn't live in temples made by hands. It says your bodies is the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. That thou mightest be justified in thy sayings. When I say something wrong, the Ruach will immediately say, hey, what are you saying? What are you planning? What are you want to do? What are you doing? Thou mightest overcome when thou art judged. So the Ruach convince of sins and leads and teaches us and judges us. In the sense that we are made aware. We don't accumulate all our sins, and when we die we're going to appear before the white throne judgment. Instead, Revelation 20 verse 4, for those that makes note, says that we will be sitting on thrones, the bride, who's going to be Perosha, drawn away, at the coming of Yahushua, on the end of Revelation 3 verse 22, the end of grace, the period of grace, when the bride will be changed, 1 Corinthians 15, 27, 58, from an earthly body into a glorified body, meeting up for sure in the air. That thou must be justified in thy saying that might have overcome when thou art judged by the Ruach. But if our righteousness, commend the righteousness of Yahweh Almighty of God, what shall we say? If Yahweh, unrighteous, who's taken vengeance, I speak as a man. So what do we have? We have the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh within us, which is something which didn't function in the time of the 613 laws. Because they were, those Hebrew or Jewish people were not made aware of the power and the functioning of the Ruach HaKodesh in their lives. But in the New Testament, the moment that the Ruach ascended out of heaven like a dove unto Yahushua, And a voice said, "This is my beloved son and we are well pleased." It came into effect into everybody's lives. Today we don't have 613 laws that judge us. No. We have the Ruach HaKodesh in us. We have Yahweh in us. We have Yahashua in us over here. Functioning through us. In order to walk the straight and narrow way. Leading us, the Ruach leads and guides us. And it teaches us. It brings us up within the perimeters of the gospel, which is important for our salvation. To be able to live although we died. This is something that the 613 laws never promised anything to any Hebrew people. Not to Moses, not to Isaiah, not to Ezekiel, that you shall live although you died. Daniel, David. Where we, in the new covenant of the New Testament, written in the redemption blood of Yahushua, which we receive this new covenant of grace after the covenant of the law was brought to an end. That's why Hebrews 7:18 says of his unprofitableness, there was no profit in it, not meaning money, there was no salvation in it. It didn't save. The redemption was in the blood of the animals. Well, our redemption is in the blood of Yahushua. But if our unrighteousness commend the righteousness of Yahweh Almighty God, that we shall say, is God unrighteous who taketh vengeance? I speak as a man. Now he answers his question in verse 6. Yahweh Almighty O God forbid. For then how shall Yahweh Almighty O God judge the world? He will judge the world, but we will sit on the thrones, Revelation 20 verse 4, as the juror. In Revelation 20:11 we have the white throne judgment. Revelation 20 verse 4, we are seated on thrones. Because we are kings, sons, and priests of Yahweh. We will speak the judgment, but Yahweh will judge the world. Why? Because they did not accept the blood of his son, in which he suffered so much that he called out, Yahweh my Elohim, Yahweh my Elohim. Why have thou forsaken me when he was hanging on the cross? You know, that wasn't Yahushua crying out. It was his flesh. Just before he died. He felt if there was nobody to accompany him, to guide him, to hold him. Why have thou forsaken me? And then the thunderstorm started and the lightning, and people feared. The Roman soldiers and the women, everybody around the cross, they feared of this supernatural phenomenon. I'm so glad we don't need thunders. We don't need lightning. We don't need a burning bush like Moses had. But we have the redemption blood of Yahushua. Although it happened 2,000 years ago, it is as fresh and is as alive as if it just happened yesterday. How privileged are we today to not to function in something that's old, but to function in something that is as new as that you can get it when it's brand new. We have the privilege not just to know about the blood, but to know Him that shed His blood for us. Let's be example to the people outside and look for the opportunity to sow the word of life. Till tomorrow morning, if His Father's will. Maranatha. Yahshua's coming back again. Hallelujah.